And welcome to our audiocast from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine for this Monday, April 28th, 2008. Brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Well, thanks to the tremendous pressure the FAA has come under in recent weeks over maintenance inspections and the air traffic controller situation, the issue of user fees as a method of financing the agency just didn't seem that important anymore to legislators in Washington. In order to get an FAA reauthorization package in place, the user fee issue has been abandoned and a new reauthorization package will likely be voted on by Tuesday. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with Eric Beyer of the National Air Transportation Association for an explanation on Friday's events.
Talking with Eric Beyer, he's Government Relations and Industrial Relations Vice President for the National Air Transportation Association. And yesterday when we were talking, Eric, it was all about rallying the troops to prevent user fees. It was all going to come to a head on Monday. But I guess Senator Rockefeller got things together late on Friday, and we have a deal on FAA reauthorization.
Yes, so far it looks like a deal has been reached. Chairman Baucus, who is chair of the Finance Committee, and Senator Rockefeller, who is the chairman of the Aviation Subcommittee, came to the conclusion that they were going to stick with the 36 cents per gallon for Jet A, and that there weren't going to be any user fees, and there's not going to be a hike in any AVGAS fee as well. So it's a good win for GA. They have a few things they could finish up over the weekend, possibly a passenger bill of rights and something else. It looks like the bill should be on the floor Monday, maybe Tuesday.
Okay, well, let's say that again. No user fees. User fees are completely off the table for this round of FAA reauthorization.
As of right now, there are no user fees in the bill. I'm always hesitant to say never because you never know what happens. But right now, there are no user fees in the deal that was reached by Senator Rockefeller and Senator Baucus, and hopefully there won't be any when it's brought to the floor early next week.
How did we get to this point? The FAA and the administration were adamant that user fees become a part of the reauthorization. A fairly remarkable turnaround given the political will there was for user fees.
Well, I think early on, you know, the FAA reauthorization bill was all about user fees, and that was pretty much it. But now there are a lot of other things that are huge parts of this bill that are now come to the forefront. Obviously, with what's happened with American Airlines and the maintenance stuff that went down there, that has been right on the front burner. It's been on the cover of the Washington Post as of yesterday. And the long and short of it is the FAA bill was brought to the floor by Senator Reid just because of the whole mess down in Dallas. So I think that obviously was the priority. Some stuff I believe that's going to be in the bill still being worked on over the weekend because of that mess. I think the air traffic controller negotiations or them trying to get a new package, that's part of the deal as well, and that's kind of coming to the forefront as well. So I think that user fees, not that it wasn't still one of the top issues, it kind of dropped down a little bit. I think it probably helped to say, okay, we've got a lot of other issues as well. Let's get this bill done. Let's make sure we get the FAA on par with what needs to be done when it comes to standardization and working with the industry and making sure we work with the inspector workforce. And let's also make sure that we take a good hard look at modernization and keep the funding stream that we currently have. It's successful. It works. Let's not mess with it.
So as important as user fees seem to be even 6 months ago, they paled in comparison to the issues that were being made huge issues in the popular press. Is that fair characterization?
I think the mainstream press really kind of dictated getting the bill back on the floor, especially with what happened down in Dallas and Southwest and American Airlines. You always have the labor union contingent that the controllers want to reopen up their negotiations, so that obviously played a continued important role in the process. But I think definitely what's happened over the last 2 months with the hearing of Chairman Oberstar, what's been happening in the press, with the FAA and the inspector workforce down at Dallas, definitely pushed this bill to the floor and looks like it'll happen sometime early next week.
That raises the question, what about next time? Do preparations begin virtually immediately to keep user fees out of the mix?
I would have to say, Russ, that absolutely. It's not something you let your guard down. If you let your guard down, you're going to get caught with your pants down. And it's one of those things where I think we're all going to be very cognizant of the fact that this is now just a 24/7 business where we have to pay attention to what's going on at all times. And I think the airlines in their press release were clear that while they were happy that Jet A was increased to 36 cents a gallon, that they weren't happy it wasn't higher. And I think they're going to make every effort to make sure in their minds that GA pays more, and we have to make sure that we continue to keep our guard up and play some good defense and be proactive and take it back to the airline and say, look, there are a number of different things that you guys aren't doing well either. And I think, honestly, a lot of the airline shortcomings are the reason this bill came up to the floor as soon as quickly as it has. So.
Well, we will keep our guard up, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate it.
Eric Beyer of the National Air Transportation Association. Comments on today's audiocast, welcome audio news at avweb.com. For breaking general aviation news, log on to avweb.com. Today's report was brought to you by Aviation Consumer. Learn more or subscribe at www.aviationconsumer.com.